It's right near the farm where Simka and I buy our goat knuckles.
Oh. Maybe you can do something with this cab?
I'll take a look. I think I know what the problem is.
What?
Winter.
It's a very simple choice, Latka. Either you have sex with me or you freeze to death.
Sex, dead. Sex, dead. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? It happened when Cindy and I were waiting to be rescued.
Yeah?
This will destroy Simka. I don't know. What should I do?
Oh, you're not going to tell her, are you?
I have to. She knows me so well, she will know. Believe me.
No, Latka. You can't hurt her just so you should feel a little less guilty. I mean, the bigger thing here is to spare Simka.
Yeah, that's right. The only decent thing to do is to deceive her. Hi, honey. I'm home.
Latka, I'm so happy. You did it with another woman.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
We must go to the priest. You must confess your sin. And whatever he advises, we must obey.
Ensko, Simka, Nik-Nik, Latka Lavarshny.
So, Simka must sin with someone Latka works with.
You mean to tell me you are going to sleep with one of my friends? Baby, you're the greatest.
Look how you can sleep. My little fool who has brought us to the brink of ruin. What kind of dreams can you have while I stand here suffering the innocent victim? What kind of slumber is this?
Don't worry, I am awake. Simka. Simka, which one of my dear friends are you going to sleep with?
I can't pick. You pick.
No, you pick. I can't pick.
I can't pick. What does it matter? It's all disgrace.
All right. I will pick.
Okay. If it's Louis, will you still love me when I've lost my mind?
All right. Maybe not Louis. How about Tony?
Fine. Tony. I must debase myself with someone with arms of steel.
I don't think Tony is such a good idea. I don't know who is a good idea. Alex is nice.
Not so nice. He's a stranger to me.
Well, then you can look at this as a chance to get to know him better.
Latka, it is impossible for either of us to pick. We will let the fates decide. We will pick as we would in the old country. We will have a dinner party. Invite everyone. And whoever is the last man to enter, that will be the one.
Oh. You mean the way we elect our president?
Exactly.
Would you like to warm me, my little Arctic fox?
Leave me alone.
Oh, Nardo, you're a lucky woman.
Why?
Because you're a cab driver and there's a blizzard. I love it. Kicking up those sheets of slush. Watch out, Grandma. I wish I was going out with all my cabbies. With Nardo and Banta and Dancer and Prancer. Excuse me, I'm a little giddy.
Alex, Tony, Jim, Louis, could you please come over here?
Why don't you come over here?
Oh, good idea. Good news, everybody. You're all invited to my house for a party at the end of the shift.
I'm sorry, Latka, I can't come. I'm working, you know, a double shift tonight. But
that's okay, Elaine. It's not for you. It's going to be a very special party. It's going to be a wonderful party. Going to be the best party you ever been to. Dress is informal. You all know the address. I'm looking forward to seeing you all there.
Are you guys gonna go?
Why not? I could use a good time.
Maybe no one will come, and then the priest will say that you don't have to go through with this.
Yes, I still believe a miracle like that can happen. Don't get my hopes up no more.
Listen, there is nothing to worry about. The only one to count is the last one in. This one is out of the running.
Please be Louis, please be Louis, please be Louis, please be Louis. Louis!
Come in. Look, I'm double parked. I just stopped up to tell you that I'll be right back as soon as I find a space, okay? Hey, Tom.
Hey, can you say
hello? Oh, the one, the good-looking one with the chest of granite is early, honey.
Hey, Lucky, how you doing? So how's it going?
Shh. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Shh. Oh, I can't stand it.
Maybe it will be Louis, and then you don't have to worry about it being Louis.
Hey, can I ask a question? You got any pretzels?
I hope the boss isn't too mad. I just beat him out of a parking space. Hey, how's it going?
Shh.
I sure like dinner parties. It's one of the few real occasions you get to be formal and ill at ease.
Whoever it's not is the one.
Hi. Hi there.
It's Louis.
Hi, Louis.
What are you pushing for? Well, you want to go in ahead of me? Go ahead.
Well, what are you, to stand in the door like
I
a statue?
I don't like to be pushed. That's
well, get
all
out of the way there.
Okay, you want to go ahead? Go ahead.
Well, you took my parking. Somebody took my parking space.
You want to go in there? Go ahead.
Well, go on in there.
All right, all right, look, go ahead.
All right, I'll go in.
He's Alex.
That's what I thought, too, but apparently it's Louis.
Nice to see you, Simca.
I'm sure you all understand that in light of the circumstances, Simca and I would like to be alone. Alex? We will get in touch with you later. Thank you all for coming.
That's it?
Yes. Good night.
Sure make entertaining seem easy.
Hi, Lane.
Simca, hi.
Hi. I was hoping you'd be here. I was hoping I'd catch you.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I was just on my way to visit a friend of my husband's for a certain purpose, and I thought maybe I would walk a little more and see if you were here. Here you are.
Good.
Thank goodness.
What's up?
Oh, nothing's up. I just thought we'd chat.
Oh, so there's nothing wrong?
Oh, everything's fine. I just thought we'd jaw some.
Oh, good. Come on, sit down.
Okay.
Oh, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, just one girl to another, Elaine. Are you religious?
Well, yeah, in a way. My parents are very religious, so I...
Why is that such a tricky question?
I don't know.
Now, you ask me if I'm religious.
Are you religious, Simca?
For sure. If you were religious and you believed in the beauty and the spiritual nature of your faith, but then your spiritual advisor told you to do something that would just make your flesh crawl, what would you do?
I'd get another spiritual advisor.
American girls, that is the stuff. Watch out, baby, here we come. It's not so simple for me. Let's just talk about men.
Something less tricky, right?
For instance, what is Tony like?
Oh, Tony, he's the best.
Alex like?
Why are you shouting?
I'm not shouting.
Yes, you are. You said, what's Alex like?
Is he a nice guy?
Why don't you just tell me what you want to know?
I was wondering about you and Alex. Did you?
Simca, to tell you the truth, I'd say no, no matter what the truth was.
Thank you for leveling with me, Elaine.
Simca, what is going on?
Nothing. It does not make any difference. Whatever I do, my life will be miserable for as long as I live, if I'm unlucky enough to live long. And what is this wretched curse that contaminates my one life on the earth?
Wait, Simca, what's going on?
Nothing. It's just girl talk, Elaine. I'm gonna be going now.
Wait. Where are you going?
I don't know, to the movies or to the gallows, maybe. But I'll tell you something, Elaine. We must do this more often. Bye.
Oh, Simca, hello. What are you doing here?
Well, you see, because Latka has had sex with someone he works with, our priest has said that I also must have sex with someone he works with if we wish to remain married. We decided that the last man to enter the dinner party would be the one. And as you know, you were tardy. May I come in?
Yeah, I don't think I understand any of this, but come in. I suppose you want to have someone to talk to, right?
Talk is cheap. I want your body.
Yeah, serious, are you?
It won't take long. I know you have to go to work soon. I just want to have sex with you, and then I'll run along.
No. Stop this. Stop it right now. Stop it.
Alex, if you do not help us, Latka and I must circle each other once and complete the ancient divorce ritual. And I would do anything to keep that from happening. See? Smooth, milky white, yours.
Listen. That's barbaric, you know that? Are you telling me that in that religion of yours that two wrongs actually make a right?
In that religion of yours? Do you mock us? Do I mock you because you do not eat animals with cloven hooves unless they chew the cud? No. Your people knew that it was unhealthy.
Please,
well, our people know that you cannot have intimacy again without knowing the pain of infidelity that the other one went through. Ours, like yours, is a profound tradition of tolerance, brotherhood, and faith. Now, peel me like a grape so I can get out of here.
You can't actually tell me that cheating on Latka is going to do anything but make things worse.
It is not bad enough I have to be here. Now you're playing hard to get. You want to be seduced? Okay. Oh, I never felt like this before. My legs are like jelly. Oh, you make me feel like a little girl. You make me feel like a woman. You make me feel like a flying horse. What do you want? What do you want?
Sanity. Just one moment of sanity. That's all. Sanity.
Alex, please. You have to help me. Otherwise, Latka and I will really have to get a divorce.
Simca, I am not going to make love to you. I'm sorry. I'm going to take you home.
Listen, it's cold. Better button up.
Okay.
I'm glad to see you, Alex. I stay with Lotka because apparently he has some trouble, and I only wish I could follow it. It seems...
No, wait, Jim, don't worry about it. Everything is all right now. Alex, Simke and I are both grateful to you. Now get out of my sight, you swine.
I have bad news for you, my darling. I have been faithful to you.
Oh, no.
Now, this is where I get confused. If I can get over this part, I know I can help him. Yeah.
So we must part now forever, my beloved.
Lotka! You're not gonna go through with this, are you?
Alex, we must. It is the only way.
Are you ready to complete the circle?
I must take one last look at you as my wife. Simka, you will always have my heart. I don't need it without you.
I will miss you. I will miss your touch. I will miss the children we could have had together. Goodbye, Lotka.
Happy because they got divorced?
Yeah.
Why don't they just get married again?
It's not that simple, Jim. You think they'd go through this kind of hell if they could just marry again?
Piece of cake.